drive down the street along parts of the Jersey Shore that flooded during Sandy, and everything may look all right from the outside, but look more closely, and you may notice work permits taped to the door and that the homes are gutted inside. Well, looking for the emotional impact of the storm is a similar challenge. Experts say it's surely there, but as WHYY's Tracy Samuelson reports, it can be tough to spot from the outside.
Hi guys, how are you? I'm Christine from New Jersey Hope and Healing. And if you want to speak to
Christine Gromanzin is a counselor with New Jersey Hope and Healing. It's part of the state's Mental Health Association, funded with over $15 million in grants after Sandy.
Was your house damaged?
My house, I'm lucky enough, it's built up on.
Christine's wandering around a ball field in Ventnor that a small group of volunteers have come together to rebuild. Other days, she'll set up a table in a grocery store or visit with people who call the organization's hotline. She's here to talk, but today, most people just want to work. Volunteer Chrissy Roach says helping out makes her feel better about her own situation.
It's been a very emotional roller coaster in many levels, physically, mentally. We're still dealing with it. Our house is not back, like many people. But
she lives in Longport and lost everything on our first floor during Sandy. She actually did relief work after Katrina and says it feels really weird to be the one receiving the help. And so far, she's not happy with the help that she's received, at least not from the government or her insurance company.
It's frustrating, it's exhausting, and it's very disheartening. And you're behind the eight ball financially. You try to do what you can little bit by little bit.
So she volunteers and leans on her church for support. Another volunteer, Lisa Egri, says she's taking the frustrations of rebuilding in stride. But her 9-year-old son gets anxious and clingy during rainstorms now. And he lost a lot of friends whose families had to move away.
The community as a whole is very tired and very gun-shy. We're all doing everything we can to rebuild. And it seems like we're already forgotten.
Since the storm, Hope and Healing's counselors have had more than 100,000 encounters with people. Some quick check-ins, some longer counseling sessions. Jamie Angelini is one of the organization's team leaders. She says most people feel better after talking.
And then there's a group of folks who, I'm stuck, and that's how they'll explain it to us. I'm just stuck and I can't move past this.
She says roughly 20% of people have had significant changes to their activity or behavior since the storm.
Or maybe using alcohol, using drugs, because it's a way to maybe, you know, deal with or not deal with the day-to-day.
If people are really stuck, the counselors can follow up a few times, but they're meant to be a short-term fix. So in about 5,000 cases, they've referred individuals or families for additional counseling.
What they're doing makes good sense and makes good psychology.
Dr. Joseph Boscarino is a scientist and researcher with the Geisinger Clinic in Danville, Pennsylvania. In studying the emotional and mental health impact of 9/11, Boscarino says he was surprised to find that people who had brief counseling sessions, often through their work, were much better off than those who didn't.
They had very few problems, including lower depression, lower PTSD, lower anxiety, and lower alcohol problems.
Boscarino says the additional stress can have a physical toll, maybe through lost sleep or higher blood pressure. But most people will get through it. People who do have longer-lasting issues were likely more vulnerable in the first place. Maybe they didn't have strong social networks or they had a pre-existing mental health issue. The elderly and children are generally more vulnerable. And economic pressures can also exacerbate mental health issues.
That's Tracy Samuelson reporting, part of our collaboration with WHYY on rebuilding after Sandy. You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC.